It's Barbara. This is My Problem More. How are you today?
I am well, and you?
Good, good. You got stuff going on in your department?
I do. We always have stuff going on. The next stuff we have going on is March the 31st. We have a seminar supper coming up, which we have neighborhood leaders, community folks come in and listen to topics of importance and things we'd like for them to just be a part of. And this one will be with David Brower, our community development analyst, and it will feature discussions about programs through their community development department, the Minor Home Repair and the Home Rehabilitation Loan Program.
Okay, yeah, we had David in for time.
Yes,
he does. He also does the seminars on first-time home buyers.
He sure does. He does the home buyer seminars, and this is going to be a little bit of a focus on seniors. These programs are aimed at people that are in their homes, owner-occupied people, who may need a little help getting things fixed up around the home. So David has some great information that he's going to share with all of our folks that come out on the 21st of March at City Hall, 6 o'clock p.m. If you're coming, RSVP. We like to have that because we have one of our presenters to know who's coming, and we have a little meal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we'd like to make sure that everybody's taken care of. So come on out on the 21st and hear David talk about these programs, how they may be able to help you. And if you have more information, he has more information on other programs they have as well.
Sure. Anything else going on?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then on April the 25th, we have Julie Kaler coming to talk about code enforcement. Julie is our code enforcement supervisor. And she's going to come and talk about code enforcement in College Station. Sort of do some dispelling of myths, talk about what we do, what we don't do, how it all works, and just kind of give everybody the scoop on code enforcement in College Station.
Yeah.
And that's always a good topic. That one also will be at 6 o'clock p.m. on April 25th at City Hall.
All right. Opportunity to knock out
Absolutely.
Your neighbor.
Absolutely.
But let's talk for a minute, because there's been some discussion about new apartment complexes that are coming in out near Tower Point.
Mm-hmm.
And, we used to use the term affordable housing. I think we're hearing workforce housing now. Is that kind of a phrase that's being used?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the challenges of a fast-growing city, and yet you still have a segment of the population needs to be served that way.
Absolutely. College Station is growing, and I think what we're seeing is we're growing in demographics of people all across the board. That's people with high incomes, mid incomes, low incomes, with families, young families, no families, seniors, college age students. We're growing. Our demographics in every area is growing. And with that comes the need to accommodate more people of different backgrounds. And I think that's why you're seeing that type of housing becomes a product that is popping up more and more in our community and the need for it. You may have a couple of young professionals who don't have kids who may not be ready just yet for a big home where they're paying $200,000 or $300,000. So we're trying to look at ways that all of these people can find their little slice of home in College Station.
Sure. And the other thing that this has to do with is as the population continues to grow, there are neighborhoods that feel threatened.
Absolutely.
But there are steps that can be taken to at least try to stave off that situation. And it happened in College Station last year when a group back behind the Southgate area was able to save their
Correct.
Neighborhood, if you will. But
mm-hmm.
there's a process, and you can help them with that as well?
That process is done through the Planning and Development Services Department, and it's called an overlay. And basically, it's a zoning overlay on top of the current zoning that you have. And in the case of the neighborhood that's off Holloman near the Lincoln Center, that was done to sort of look at the types of structures and the size of the structures being built, making sure that they are of the same size and the same type of structure as the ones that are existing on the street already, to sort of make sure that it has the same look and feel of all the other homes, that it's not too big, but actually fits into the character of the existing neighborhood. And so that neighborhood has one, and then there's a neighborhood off of University in the Glenhaven neighborhood that also has the same overlay.
Okay. Well, again, you can, and I don't like some of the things that College Station's doing, but there is a vehicle. You can take steps.
Yes,
right?
It is. And all of that information can be found by looking on the city's Planning and Development Services webpage, cstx.gov/planning. You can find all of that information on there. And if anybody had questions about the type of information that David is going to provide, it's cstx.gov/housing assistance.
Very good. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
What you got?
Well, I wanted to add to something in Barbara's world, and that is that she sends out regular email updates to homeowners associations and really anyone who wants to sign up to receive that information directly from her. She shares some good stuff. So, Barbara, you may want to explain how people
Absolutely.
Can sign up for that.
Yes, if anyone would like that information, you can email me at bmoore, M-O-O-R-E, at cstx.gov, or you can go to cstx.gov/neighbor and sign up there for the neighborhood newsletter. It has some great information in it. We have all types of events going on, information about meetings, surveys, just things to keep people engaged with what's going on in the city. And pretty much every time one goes out, we get a whole bunch of new people that have subscribed. So it has some great inside information in it. And so we'd like to get it out to more people so they can know what's going on in their city.
Can sure do it. Great. Thank you.